Imagine this. You go into a private clinic for a hip replacement, and the very next day you're back at home with either no mobility restrictions or no visible scar. It's not magic, it's science. All you need are the latest surgical techniques from an experienced surgeon, Professor Paul Lee, a hip specialist who helped optimize some of the latest surgical techniques, can explain it all. If you want all the facts right from the source, just check out the link I left in the description. If you would prefer the Everyman's version first, just hang around for a minute because I've got things to say about it. The first thing I have to say about it is this: wow. If you're a history fan like me, then you might know that it's been 133 years since the first replacement was attempted in 1891. Since that time, it's no surprise, a whole lot has changed. Even just a few years ago, a hip replacement was a much more arduous surgery, and the real work starts after you're done under the knife. These new techniques are a whole different story though. They offer the same ultimate result, a brand new hip, but how they get there and how that affects you can differ a lot. In short, the new ways are quicker, easier, and more stable, and that's just to start. Let me back up to the beginning though, and explain how they made these improvements. Imagine your hip for a moment, not just the skin, but underneath. There are muscles, tendons, veins, and all kinds of things going on under the skin, and your hip bone is buried far inside. Well, the short version is, with these new techniques, instead of making a big cut down the middle, they found a way to swap out your hip without causing much damage. It's really that simple, to picture it at least. The procedure is a bit more complicated, but that's most of what you need to know. Now, here's where the two techniques can differ. Using the spare technique, the surgical team focuses primarily on minimizing your surgical trauma by avoiding causing damage to several important muscles and tendons around the hip. As a result, you can begin to move with your full range of motion even immediately after the operation, and can return home with no mobility restrictions. If your concern is minimizing surgical trauma and getting a fast recovery, this is the option you want. However, it's not the only one. While the bikini technique also helps to minimize surgical trauma, this procedure places more of a focus on the visual scarring, and uses a special technique to hide the resulting scar in your hip crease. With the bikini surgery, you can practice walking with crutches soon after your operation, and can usually return home within 24 hours after their surgery. The question is, does a bit of scarring bother you? If it does, then that's an important factor, and you should ask a specialist about the bikini option. Your opinions matter, especially when it comes to your own body. Professor Lee's research suggests that if you choose the bikini technique, you should also ensure that you have a surgical team that is already experienced with this new procedure. In clinical trials, it was found that the more experience a surgeon had with the bikini procedure, the more likely they were to be able to hide the scarring successfully, without additional complications. Unfortunately, since this technique is pretty new, there aren't a lot of experienced specialists, but I do know of at least one. Professor Paul Lee and MSK Doctors Hip Specialists are available with no GP referral and no waiting lists. It's so much easier than you might think. You can book your own appointment online or over the phone for anything. Whether you want a consultation, a diagnosis, or even a treatment, just let them know. Before you decide though, I suggest learning a little bit about your options, straight from the experts. You can read the full report I referenced, or book an appointment with a specialist, at the link in the description. It really is that easy.